From Lancashire. That farmer is Christine Conder. Good morning to you, Christine.
Good morning.
Now you've been listening to the show from on your tractor.
No, in the farmhouse kitchen.
and you sent us a few texts saying that this is a nationwide problem, and you have similar problems there in Lancashire.
Oh yes, and Cumbria, and Yorkshire, and Northumberland. You name it, everybody's got a problem. Every single council has the same trouble as Oxfordshire County Council. The rural areas have very limited or even no internet access, and many are still on dial-up. Many are spending a fortune on satellites. I've got a farmer here who's paying £50 a month for a satellite, and if the kids get on it and watch iPlayer, he uses up his full month's allowance in 2 days and then pays £15 a gig, which means one episode of Top Gear costs you £15 and a film download will cost you £60.
Wow. Mm. Okay. So that's just one of the penalties of living in a rural area, is it?
Yes.
It just goes hand in hand with living away from
the farms aren't round here with no electric and water, but you can generate electric and you can pump water, but you can't create broadband out of thin air.
What does a farmer need broadband for?
We need broadband to do our VAT online, bank online, pay bills, receive money, fill in the CTS database for DEFRA.
So everything.
Everything to run a business. Farms are a business, just like any other.
So businesses just need internet, that's it?
Every business needs internet or they have to relocate. There were many businesses around here going to relocate in 2003 because they couldn't get broadband. So we built a wireless network for some of them. But wireless can only work where you can actually see the property to send the signal. And there's many around here who we can't connect. And that's how come I know so many of these people. They contact us. And so that's why we're going to start laying our own fibre.
And so you're doing it for yourself? You're laying your own wires?
We're laying our own fibre optic cable to every single farm in 8 parishes in rural Lancashire.
How much is that going to cost you?
It's going to cost £1.86 million, and with no funding whatsoever, we're raising the money from the community. The community have said they're willing to buy shares in the company and build it themselves. We'll own the company, it will be our company, and we'll run it ourselves, and we can be sustainable.
Well, good luck with that, Christine.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. Christine Conder, she's a farmer. This is not a problem then that we just get here in Oxfordshire. Sounds like anywhere where there's a rural environment, then you're going to have trouble with your broadband. And they've gone so far, it's so bad where Christine lives, they're going to lay their own pipes, they're going to lay their own broadband for £1 million+. Wow. 28 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're with Phil Gale and friends at breakfast. We've had some great news this morning.